The Key City is no stranger to the fine arts. Well, in fact, Abilene is home to some great organizations that support the arts. And one of those names that comes immediately to mind is the Abilene Cultural Affairs Council. And in fact, I'm joined with Sydney Levesque from the council. She's the marketing director there, and she's going to tell us about an event that further supports the arts right here in Abilene.
We are celebrating our Hearts for the Arts program on Monday, October 21st at the Abilene Country Club. It's a luncheon that starts at 11:45. Tickets are only $15, and that includes the yummy Country Club buffet. And the program will include Abilene High School's Pure Gold Choir performing Broadway songs from our upcoming Broadway and Abilene season. And we will have some presentations on our Children's Art and Literacy Festival in June, celebrating William Joyce. All the tables will be decorated with his characters, Rise of the Guardians and Dinosaur Bob and all those great things. And let me tell you a little bit about the Hearts for the Arts program. This is a Cultural Affairs Council program where people can join. They can become a member for as little as $5 a month. And we use all of the money to give grants to our arts programs. And some of those grants include money for students to tour the Grace Museum, for example. We've given grants for concerts out at the Abilene Zoo. And all of the programming that we give grants for is for to benefit children's art programming, or for special populations. And an example of a special population is the folks at Disability Resources. There's an art outreach program that we give a grant to work with those folks. So those are the kinds of great programs out there that Hearts for the Arts supports, but we need new donors, we need new members to keep these grants going. So we would love to see you out at our luncheon on October 21st.
The Hearts for the Arts helps so many great organizations, and for the cost of your daily latte and bagel, you can help support their mission.
If you have a heart for children and special groups of folks, this is a great program to be a member of. And for only $5 a month, we can really stretch your money far. And these arts groups, they're always in need of money, and so we really need new donors into this program to keep these grants growing and keep these great programs alive here in Abilene.
And now the luncheon isn't the only exciting event that you can take part of. How about getting to watch award-winning productions while helping children learn life skills at the same time? Well, Sydney has some exciting news.
I would also like to announce that between October 14th and October 18th that week, if you buy a season ticket for our Broadway and Abilene season, they will donate a portion of the proceeds to Young Audiences of Abilene. The Abilene Cultural Affairs Council partners with Celebrity Attractions to bring these Broadway shows to Abilene. And we have 4 shows a season. And you can get your season tickets starting at only $92 for all 4 shows. What a bargain. And like I said, if you buy them between October 14th and 18th, they will donate a portion of the proceeds to Young Audiences of Abilene. And if you've never heard of that program, that brings professional performers into our schools. And it not only inspires a love for the arts in children, but it teaches them to make good choices, and it teaches self-confidence. So it's a wonderful program. We get great response from our schools when Young Audiences comes in to perform for those children.
A special thanks to Sydney Levesque and the Abilene Cultural Affairs Council. For more information, details can be found on their website, abilenecac.org. For KACU News, I'm Megan Freeman.